The Nine Agreements. Nine self-evident views of your life and relationships. Preface. Navigating a ship seems pretty easy, at least to me. North, south, east, west, some stars, a little sonar. Nothing compared to navigating life and relationships. The path leading to what you want can seem a little fuzzy at times. The Nine Agreements serve to challenge your usual thinking and promote honest self-examination. The result of this is an amazingly clear path to the peace, love, and happiness you want. Each agreement represents a different view into your life and relationships. By learning to look and see through all nine agreements or windows, the path forward will light up like a yellow brick road. Hypothetical, sort of, examples of people that could be blessed by the nine agreements. Jim is 55 years old and has never been married. He's looking for the right one. He starts off strong over and over with some great relationships. But sooner or later, the excitement of new love fades and he's back on his singles apps, leaving another broken heart behind him. How could Jim unravel his hesitance? What's missing in his view of life and love? April is 43, has four young children, and continues to struggle in an abusive marriage to Mark. Should she run? Or maybe should she confront Mark? How? Isn't it better for the kids to keep the family together? But at what cost to April's self-esteem, or even her safety? What's April not seeing about all this? What was the path that led to it? How is April perpetuating her unhappiness? Do you think you know? It may not be as simple as it seems. There's a wonderful tapestry of views waiting for April on the Nine Agreements, each giving her a larger picture and a better map to a new world. Not necessarily a new marriage, but for sure, a new world. Robert is 48. He has a nice, cordial, respectful, but boring marriage to his wife, Amy. She serves in their church constantly, has plenty of time for her neighbors, but not much time for fun, recreation, or sex with Robert. Robert consoles himself with some female companionship at work, mainly with Rebecca, a 38-year-old receptionist. He joins her for lunch in the back room once in a while. It's a small staff, so often it's just them, which he enjoys. So much that he feels guilty. His guilt drives him back to Amy, where he tries again to engage her, but she's too busy. Again, the solution may not be as simple as it seems. Robert may need to view his life through several lenses to get a clearer picture. Most of us do. By now, you're probably thinking about Billy Joel's Piano Man. That would make sense. It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. The regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. He says, "Son, can you play me a memory? I'm not really sure how it goes, but it's sad and it's sweet, and I knew it complete when I wore a younger man's clothes." Now, John at the bar is a friend of mine. He gets me my drinks for free, and he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke, but there's some place that he'd rather be. "Bill, I believe this is killing me," as the smile ran away from his face. "Well, I'm sure that I could be a movie star if I could just get out of this place." The song goes on and on with one sad story after the next, sort of opening your eyes to the hopelessness that often we so naturally are inclined to. Why? How did these people all end up in this bar with Billy Joel? How do you and I end up a life that isn't quite what we had in mind? The answer is simple, but difficult to face. There are principles leading to what you and I truly want. And there are questions these principles are begging us to ask. Few are willing to ask these questions and to enjoy the course corrections the answers provide. I'm betting you're one of those few.